it's sort of like a slow roll through Champagne. That's why we're calling it the Roll to Rio. So we're having everyone gather at Westside Park with their bicycles, skateboards, rollerblades, scooters, racing chairs, wheelchairs, whatever they have that rolls and is man-powered. And then we're going to have a police escort that leads us on a short little route through downtown Champagne. We'll weave through downtown. We'll end at the Accord. And then we'll have a nice event inside the Accord where we'll have some remarks from the city, and then I will personally introduce all of the athletes from Champaign that are going to Rio, and then we'll have time for people to just sort of have a good time, grab a beverage, take some photos with us. I think a few of the athletes are going to bring their medals from past games. It's going to be a pretty cool event.
Paralympians get the credit they deserve, or maybe does the U of I get the credit it deserves for developing some of these people?
I believe that, you know, U of I always seems to be surprising people of what comes out of here. So I don't think they get the full credit for the type of programs that they have here, and especially on the wheelchair sports side. It's one of the top programs in the world. We have one of the best coaches in the world. We're producing some of the best athletes in the world, and we're taking home heaps of medals from each Paralympic game. So it's good to sort of welcome the community to be a part of that. The idea of a Paralympian is sort of growing in the mind of the general public recently, but that's just a new thing. I think London did a phenomenal job with the Paralympics and really publicizing it. And when you go to some other countries, you race in some other countries, especially in Europe or in Australia, The idea of a Paralympian is held in a bit higher regard than it is in the U.S. And I think we're making a lot of gains here of people understanding what the Paralympics are and what goes into being a Paralympian. And we're hoping that the Roll to Rio is an event that sort of helps that process.
I got to ask you about this commercial that just came up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in this amazing BMW commercial for this chair that they developed, and they're a big sponsor. So how did that come together?
Well, a couple of years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting with some of the engineers from BMW to discuss the possibility of designing a racing wheelchair. They were working on a few different projects at the time, trying to figure out which one they wanted to focus on. And fortunately for us, and fortunately for me, selfishly, they decided to design a racing chair. And so we've been working on this project. We've been actually building the chair and developing prototypes and really dialing it in for the past year and a half. So it's been a quick project, but these guys have done, they're some of the top engineers in the world, and they've done an amazing job in a year and a half designing a racing chair that really pushes the limits of what a racing chair can do. They really rethought the chair in terms of aerodynamics and material and fit. And it's been a joy working with BMW. They came out and they really, for the Rio cycle, they made a big push to focus some attention on the Paralympic Games. And I think they've done it in a way that really makes us feel valued as athletes. They haven't focused on the disability side of the Paralympics or the part that differentiates us from Olympians. They focused on the fact that we are athletes. We're athletes just like the Olympians are. And you can see that in the advertisement that they put out. The advertisement focuses on high-performance athletes using high-performance equipment. It never mentions disability. It never mentions anything that differentiates us from any other athlete. And it's really an amazing message that I think they're making.